This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch, we're down to 28 minutes. We're down under 300,000 people.
My question is, how are they moving 300,000 people that damn quick?
I have no idea.
So is it people all around the country who are just saying, hey, let's try to get these tickets?
I have no idea.
Let's mess with all the Commander fans. Let's make them have to wait all day to get their tickets. We don't want one.
I can tell you one thing. Santiago Bernabeu is a big stadium in Madrid. It doesn't hold 500,000 people, so I don't exactly know how any of this is working. But regardless, hopefully I can get some tickets. We'll keep you updated on that as we go along. There were some interesting comments that came out, I believe, over the weekend. I'm not sure where Cam Newton was. I think he was on some podcast. But
he and Wale. Well, it was Cam Newton's podcast.
Was it Cam's podcast?
I think Wale was a guest on it.
So Cam was talking about Jaden Daniels, and here's what the former MVP had to say about Jaden.
Fear Jaden Daniels could be a potential one-hit wonder?
Nah.
What makes him different?
I think he loves the game too much.
But speak to me like from a DMV.
He loves the game too much. You know, you got people that don't love the game. Mm-hmm. They love what comes with the game. That boy loves the game. Like, he just loves the game. Like,
seen a lot of success as a rookie season.
I worry about that with our most like CJ struggled a little bit the second year, but the line was a little.
But you know. I'm gonna say it in this way: there's nobody who had the game in a chokehold like Robert Griffin III. but RG3, bro, I have to tip my hat to him.
One of the GOAT rookie seasons.
No,
time.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I see that same thing happening for Jaden, and as you know, being in that community. Do you fear that?
Well, now that I listen to this again, I still think he's a hater. But I think he was just trying to be an antagonist or more or less trying to be the devil's advocate. He wanted to just ask questions because the only comparisons in Jaden and RG3 to me is that, I'm going to give you some, these are the obvious. They were second picks. They won the Heisman. And they're black dual threat quarterbacks.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the preparation for the game, Jaden is in a different atmosphere than Robert was. When it comes to giving a hell about the game, Jaden is in a different atmosphere than Robert was. When it comes to liking the game for what it gives you and also loving the game as Wale was trying to state, Jaden loves the game. He could give a damn about the success that comes with it. He's the type of guy where I'll deal with that when I'm done with this game. When I'm done putting my mark on it, I'll deal with that. When you saw him get hit last year, and when people were complaining about him running it, the rest of the year he changed his game. He is a pocket passer, better than Cam, better than RG3. He can run. See, the thing of it is, Cam was this big monstrous guy that thought he could run over everybody. That's why he got banged up. Just like Ben Roethlisberger got beat the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Robert thought he was Cam Newton. And Ben Roethlisberger being a skinny guy. Jaden has realized, I don't need to get hit by those guys too many times. So I'm going to utilize my pocket presence, and I'm going to use my athleticism when I get a chance. But I now see Cam was trying to, well, you don't fear this? Yes, everybody fears it. And yes, there's a thing called sophomore slump. But you know what? If you just focus on the quarterback and nothing around the quarterback, you miss what the hell really happens. While they named C.J. Stroud, the offensive line was a little banged up. But his two best receivers were hurt. Stephon Diggs didn't play most of the year. And then what did the kid,
Nico Collins.
Nico got hurt later. If you don't have your top receivers and you don't have protection, I don't give a damn who you are. You're going to take a step back. So the whole thing is there are people who've had success. Like when I get asked questions about return guys, I am happy to give credit to guys. I want those guys to go out and do things, break records. I don't give a damn. I broke people's record. But there are other guys who don't want their stuff to be touched. And I feel like Cam is that type of guy.
Yeah, maybe so. But I think when you look at it, I think Wale is basically laying out exactly why the guys are different in RG3 and Jaden Daniels. And you kind of just laid out exactly the difference there, that Jaden is a pocket passer. And he's underrated in that sense.
Yeah.
Like that people just immediately think when you see guys who can run. Because, by the way, I think Lamar is a better passer than he gets credit for. But I think that Jaden's a better pure pocket passer than Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And I think immediately when people see that a guy can run, they immediately think that's all they can do. And yeah. That's not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe in the old
but
days.
See, I think it's because, and this is, listen, and I'm not trying to bring race, but it happens. The black quarterback that can run, oh, he's a running quarterback. Hell, Steve Young ran more than all these dudes. Steve Young was always running. Nobody cared about it, though, because he could sit in that pocket and pick your ass apart.
Yeah.
Jaden could do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think you saw that last year, right?
Yeah.
As the season went on, he got more and more comfortable, and that's what I think is so unique about the way that he plays the game versus how Robert played the game. With Jaden, if you told him you cannot run, he could make it work.
Yeah.
Like, he could make it work.
Yeah.
If you told Robert that he couldn't run or he couldn't run the read option, he couldn't make it work. He could maybe find a way as time went on, but he would never get to the level of a pocket passer as Jaden already is.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Robert had a nice ability, and there were some extra stuff that if you were able to develop it, whether it was the mentality, whether it was the Shanahans, we can talk about all that. We don't need to rehash all those conversations. But Robert had immense ability, but it was not the level as it's in terms of a passer as Jaden is already. And I don't know that he was ever going to get there.
See, the thing is, when you just look at the personalities, okay? Robert came in with extreme athleticism. But he also came in with a manipulation gene. When he found out how he had Snyder in his pocket, he manipulated stuff to put himself in positions that he could be in. Jaden walked in this place, and guess what? He probably has that ability to have that manipulation gene too. But from the moment when every fan was pissed off because they hadn't named him the starter, he wasn't.
No, he didn't care.
He said, am I going, what? If they, when they make me the starter, am I not supposed to compete? He said, I'm going to compete every day. And since he's become the starter, he competes. He not only does stuff the coaches tell him on offense, he's talking to the defensive players and defensive coaches to find out what things am I doing that gives off hints to y'all, because he's trying to get his overall game better. I just see a different approach, and I believe this kid's mindset is different. One thing about athletics, I'm never going to say he won't get hurt. Nobody, everybody that plays pro football, kickers get hurt too.
Yeah.
Punters get hurt. You're going to get hurt at some point, but it's how you get hurt. Do you get hurt because of something stupid you're doing? Or you get hurt because it's just the rigors of the sport. He got hurt, rigors of the sport. The one thing I want everybody to understand, when he got hurt last year, He was in front of a guy. But he had heard so much about get down, get down, get down. If he had kept running like he's capable of doing, he wouldn't have got hurt in that play. But he went to slide, and the guy behind him fell on top of him and crunched him. Because when we say we don't hear, we do hear what people say. And you try to appease. After that, he wasn't in that situation again. I just think that, you know, it's lazy. I don't care if you're a former athlete, an analyst, media guy, whoever. If you just say that those two guys are alike, and you don't have the true, if you don't really look at the ways that they are so far different, you're a lazy-ass reporter. You're a lazy-ass analyst. You're a lazy-ass former player, point blank. You have to look at them. There are way more differences than likes when you look at those two guys.
Something that I think is interesting about Jaden, and I've heard some people talk about their quarterbacks when they're getting drafted and saying that they like them to come with some scuffs, right? Some experience, some guys that have had some hardships and had to come through them. I think you see that with Jaden. And, I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'd be curious to get his thoughts. Would Jaden coming out of Arizona State be the same way that Jaden is coming out of LSU? And I don't know that it's the same, because I think that experience with the Sun Devils kind of taught him when he went to LSU that he has to go to that next level in terms of work ethic. He's got to take everything very seriously. Uh-huh. And so he's carried that work, that approach and that care over to the National Football League. And I think that's worked out. Versus Robert, did he have that hardship at Baylor? No. Did he have that moment where it taught him, hey, man, you've got to be dialed in. You've got to give that extra bit. You've got to be coachable. And I don't know that he had that. So I think there's a big part of the difference is Jaden learned that. And if Jaden had come out of ASU and then had the similar sort of thing, maybe we're talking about this a little bit differently. Yeah. But he learned that in college, and now he's come over and carried that approach to the pros. And so I have every confidence, not just in Jaden Daniels' ability, because that's obvious, but I have every confidence in Jaden Daniels' person.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I know he's going to put every effort to get better every single offseason, and that's not something that you could necessarily always say about Robert.
When the opposition got tougher, he got better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And that is not just something that just happens. You got to have it inside of you, but also you have to work at it. When he went to the SEC, it was better than what the conference was, and he was at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be able to make decisions a lot quicker than he did at Arizona State. And he did. If you look at his last year at LSU, and it was the second year of the utilization of the virtual reality. And yes, a lot of people are doing it now. Just like a lot of people play video games. And what happens in that? Some guys good. Some guys are instantly good. First time they play, they're great at it. Some guys get better and better. Some guys stay right where they were the first time they played it. I think he gets more out of that than even the other guys follow him. Tom Brady was not athletic, but Tom Brady knew what the defense was trying to do. And he got the ball out of his hands so damn quick that you couldn't do much against him. There are other people that study film like Tom. Did they see what Tom saw? So Jaden has an innate ability to do some things. But it's a sport where physicality makes a difference. And by him coming back and everybody saying, oh, you look a little bigger. Well, if you come into the league and you're 22 and then you turn 23 and you start moving towards 24, you know what nature does? It makes you a little bigger. You start to look like a grown man instead of the guy in college who has lift weights to look like a man. You're now becoming a grown man. So you look bigger than what you are. And I think media guys, I get annoyed by it because, oh, wow, he came back way bigger. No, he just went through an NFL weightlifting program now. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it for a year. And it's also naturally that when you grow, you get bigger. How many people you know as they get a little older, they start getting skinnier or smaller? You know, you start getting a little bigger.
Yeah.
So it's a natural thing that happens. And also, he also probably put a little bit more work to allow himself to go through the rigors of it.
That's Brian Mitchell. I'm Toby Altizer. Barstool Nate joins the program coming up at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.